Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh, but look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is more than she did.
Jelly.
God, that's great. No, God, they just praying that I crash. Those guys, they don't want to see you last. They take $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not more than she did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me, just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture when I swim, every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go? Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched a billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Bree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we lit this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold the Doja called Kingpin. The Doja drug laws, and who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in with great ceremony. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him, and bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men, those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kicking snow off a frozen tin, back and forth on the turnpike, really took a toll on them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters, working pro bono for him as a favor, cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I freed that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is for us.
Dougie, you told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me
down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See, how you gon' joke about stimulus? But they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But
all my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life,
down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
they trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I would make it out.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life,
they trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safety full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got stilled. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that stack, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, Know that Westside RSC is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my loaf, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustle seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and punk. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunk. If he sending Mayweather, flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Hustle paid the price, wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life, look.
Peace, y'all. What's good? What's poppin' with everybody? I hope y'all can hear me out there. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We've been a little bit sloppy to end out the year, so we had to take a little break. But moving forward, we'll be on Thursdays consistently, 7 p.m. The time that we'll go to will vary. But peace, y'all. It's a new fiscal year. I think this is the second, maybe third show we've done for the new fiscal year. So I just wanted to tap in with y'all. I'm not going to take too long. I'm going to jump right into, I guess you could say, some trust stuff tonight, because I want to make sure that everyone is ultimately prepared what they need to do. So I'm going to jump in right here into Florida trust laws or their trust codes or whatever the case may be. So what they talk about is just everything that you would need to pretty much set up your trust, to function your trust. A lot of people want to take advantage of this information. Sometimes they don't know how to do that. So I'm going to go through a couple of these different codes and see what they say, and then we'll talk about how we apply it. It begins with, they want to know principal place of administration of the trust, right? And this is Florida statute. I guess I could put it in the chat. So y'all can see what I'm looking at right this second, at least. So I'm just looking at this particular code. So it says, unless otherwise, the reason why I'm going into this, by the way, is because I want people to make sure that they take advantage of setting up trusts for whatever their needs are. We'll get into different, I don't want to say types of trust, but different functioning trusts. But for right now, we're just going to look at what their laws have to say about setting up trust. It doesn't say what type of trust on the outside. It just talks about trust, but we know what trust they're talking about. So let's see. unless otherwise it's designated in the trust agreement. So right there, they're telling you you need to have a trust agreement right there. They just told you. The principal place of administration of a trust is the trustee's usual place of business where the records pertaining to the trust are kept. All right? So if he or she has no place of business, then they want to know the trustee's residence. So this is as it relates to their principal place of administration. I hope I'm looking at the right codes. Okay. I see what I need to see. Okay. Yeah. So it just starts up with just trust. All right. It says, if not otherwise designated in the trust instrument, now he went from agreement to instrument, pay attention, in the case of co-trustees, the principal place of administration is, and then they give you three choices, usual place of business, usual place of business or residence, and so on and so forth. So number three, unless otherwise designated in the trust agreement, here we go back to agreement, and notwithstanding any other provision of this section, the principal place of administration of a trust for which a bank association or trust company organized under the laws of this state or a bank or savings association organized under the laws of the United States with its main office in this state has been appointed trustee shall not be moved or otherwise affected solely because the trustee engaged in a interstate merger transaction with an out-of-state bank. All right, so they're just warming you up as to what they allow their peoples to do, because you have to be very careful. We don't get to utilize terms like truck company if you go through the information that it'll tell you, you know. So we don't get to put ourselves in a position where we look like a bank and act like a bank under their rules and regulations. So just, you know, make sure y'all pay attention. I should probably look at the whole chapter. That should probably be easier. That's the first thing that they go into. They go into foreign trustees. So you can look at that section. Revocable trust prior to dissolution of marriage, we don't need. So, all right, so let's go right here where it talks about execution as it relates to the requirements for the express trust. So what type of trust did we talk about? Express trust. So real simple, real easy. And again, this is a slight primer just to get you all back on track as to what they are looking for, all right? So you can know what it is that you need to do if you haven't already done it. All right, so number one, they said the testamentary aspect. Now, testamentary is going to be dealing with someone who passes away with a will, right? So when they have given instructions for you to establish a peace out there in the chat. Y'all know I won't be looking at this thing, so I apologize. When they give you instructions as it relates to what they want the trustees to do after they pass, it might include instructions to set up a trust. So this is where testamentary comes from, and this is what it has to deal with. So the testamentary aspect of trust, they are defining it for you, right, and they give you the code, are invalid unless the trust instrument is executed by the grantor with the formalities required for the execution of a will. So you cannot set up a testamentary trust if you don't have a will. That's basically what I just said. Right? So the testamentary aspect is number two of a trust created by a non-resident. Now, this is always good to know. So a non-resident of this particular state, which we're talking about, Florida, either before or after this law takes effect, are not invalid. Right? Because the trust does not meet the requirements of this section. If the trust is valid under the laws of the state or country where the settlor was at the time of the execution. So as long as you're following their rules and their regulations, you are good to go. Number three, the testamentary aspects of an amendment. Now pay attention. They're literally outlining for you all every step, you know what I'm saying, in terms of administration that you would need to be concerned with. But we're, again, they're talking about specifically just, I feel like this is different. I don't know why. And again, I haven't looked at this particular code. What I mean by that is I've never necessarily used this site. And this is the .gov stuff. So we'll see. But I'll continue. I got to jump over to one of the ones that I saved, and hence the reason why I tell y'all to save these things, because they make changes. All right, in any instance, amendments is what we just talked about. So, you know, you just need to make sure that if there's something that changes, they want you to make sure you keep track of it, because administration is all about records, y'all, if nobody told you. So the testamentary aspects of an amendment to a trust are invalid unless the amendment is executed by the settlor with the same formalities as a will. So so the way a will is amended is not by saying, let's amend the will. Like, you don't create a document that says will amendment or something like that. Peace out there, peace out there. You don't do that. What you do is you create what they consider to be a codicil. And in fact, they won't accept a will without a codicil. Now, there's a lot of people that they navigate, you know, these conversations in terms of public and private as they want to see it, which for me is just, you know, either you're managing your stuff, which is private, or you have somebody, you know, serving as an intermediary or go-between, which makes your stuff public because it's not secret anymore, right? So, and trust is secret, by the way. Just, you know, I'm not going into dictionary definitions and all that stuff tonight. I'm just giving you all the stuff raw off the top of my head because I haven't looked at this particular site, but whatever. We're going to go through it anyway. So, as it says, you know, a will is amended through an actual document that's called a codicil. So whenever you're going to, and if you have family members that you care about, you know, I tell people, like, once you have a child or once you reach a certain age, you should definitely set up a will. Just because you just, you know, tomorrow's not never promised. You never know. So that's me encouraging you all, but at the same time, a lot of people don't necessarily take heed to that. So what I want to do is I want to change the way in which we apply this information. I want to be that change because I've sat and I've watched TikTok, I've watched IG. Y'all know I've been banned on IG from doing lives and stuff like that. So, like, I've been watching. And the amount of information that's so misleading is just, like, it's really disheartening. And it makes you want to give up. At least that's how I feel. And I'm someone who, you know, is kind of strong in the sense of I know what I've done and I know what I'm doing. But boy, they flood you with so much stuff, and then you got so many people with so much gripes and bitterness. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they turn around and they try to take advantage of other people. It's just, it's crazy. So I'm trying to help y'all as best as I can because I can't do it for y'all, but y'all need to know this information, right? So if you got family members, they got kids, this is what they need to do. Set up a will. Along with the will, they got to have a codicil. And it's crazy because they ask you for an amendment even if there's no damn amendment. It's just crazy. That's their requirement. Again, when you're dealing with them. So this is why we're looking at their rules, because everybody's talking about express trust. But you got to know the rules to the express trust. And notice they didn't start out with express trust, even though it is an express trust, because it's a part of the will process. There's only two ways you can set up an express trust. And that's via the will, or as you all would consider it, an intra vivos trust, which is actually a living trust, but you don't call it that, right? So one while you're living. So you can have two trusts, one while you're alive and one while you're so-called passed away. I mean, I guess you can have multiple other trusts, you know, serving those different functions, but that's really the rule of thumb. So amendments are needed. So number four, for the purpose of this section, the term testamentary aspects, let's go, they're going to define it, means, and we got to take what they mean by it, those provisions of the trust that dispose of the trust property. So what is it? Whatever the requirements are to fulfill administration, because something has to be left behind and it needs to be administered for the benefit of somebody else. And it could possibly be the person that's also that it was left in their care of, all right? Or after the death of the settlor, other than to the settlor's estate, all right? So what's in the estate is dictated by the will, all right? And the will doesn't necessarily have to dispose of trust property, because a will deals with estate, and therefore the function in the office is different. An estate doesn't have trustees like we've been taught. An estate has executors and executrix, or they're court-appointed administrators. All right? If they're minors taking over the estate of minors, or stuff that's been left in the care of minors, then they might be guardians. All right? And all of this is biblical stuff, so if you want to take a look at it, you can go look at it, you know what I'm saying, because I think it's Galatians 4, 1 through 7. You can read that and look at it from different angles. Don't just look at King James. Look at, you know, the New American Version or whatever the case may be, so it can sink in for y'all. All right, number five, we can skip, I guess, but we'll just run through it because it's there. This section shall not apply to trust established as part of an employee annuity. There you go. So this trust, an express trust, doesn't apply to this. This section shall not apply to trust instruments executed prior to. So this these provisions don't apply to documents that were created prior to 1995, October 1st, all right? So, all right, we'll touch on this section. Notice of trustee duties, and this is always important. I don't know how much of this we'll get through tonight, but this is also important because at the end of the day, when they're talking about the duties and responsibilities, a lot of people come up with these schemes. And I appreciate that. I see y'all in the chat. Like I said, I'll be going back and forth from screen. But a lot of people, as it relates to the trust instruments, right, the trust agreements, the trust governing documents, right, what they tend to do is, and I'm going to do a class, I think, on the first. I'm going to make it, like, relatively accessible, really, really accessible for people, because I want to help y'all to get this done ASAP. And what I'll do is I'll show you different examples so you can see what, you know, some of the documents that are being passed around. And I don't want y'all to use these things, but it'll be a guidance. And I'll give y'all a skeleton, and you can fill in the skeleton based on you sitting at home and doing your research. I don't give a damn if you look at 100 trust documents after that and pull out the pieces of information that you like. At least you're putting it together. But I'll show you what it looks like, right? So if I show you mine, I got to kill you. No, I'm just kidding. I can't show you mine. You're not a part of the trust. So you're not a party to it. But in any instance, ultimately, if you don't identify in the document what the roles and responsibilities of the trustees are, and let me encourage y'all to always think plural. You want trustees, meaning more than one. A lot of times people want to operate trust with one party. It's not a good look. So whenever you hear me talking about trust specifically, I don't know about other people, always maintain in the back of your mind you need at least two trustees, all right? So when you're setting up your document, you got to put that into, you know what I'm saying, practice, all right? So, but again, with this, if you don't tell them what the duties are, they have ways of applying duties to the parties that are serving in these capacities. That's ultimately what it comes down to, all right? So let's see how they put it here. They say notice of trustee duties. A trust is described in whatever section must contain a notice. Listen, it must contain a notice that the trustee may have duties and responsibilities in addition to those described in the instrument creating the trust. Notice what they said. You got to give them a notice that says they have XYZ additional responsibility. They give you this as follows. The notice may in law means must. So the notice must read as follows. That's what they're telling you, right? But it says the notice may, comma, but need not. So they're contradicting themselves. It's either is or it's not, right? Pay attention. But this is how they confuse people. But this is all they wrote. The notice may, but need not read as follows. So does it need to read as follows or does it not need to read as follows? Y'all go, you know, figure it out. So the trustee of a trust may have the duties and responsibilities in addition to the described, to those described in instrument creating the trust. If you have questions, you should obtain legal advice. So I don't know, you get what I'm saying, how this would affect your trust, whether or not you provided this, because the duty of a trust, once it's public, they have to take their responsibilities seriously, and I'm talking about those that inquire. So let me go into people stepping in intermediary, and I'll give you an example. This is only an example. Don't, you know, go crazy on me and stuff like that. But let's say, for example, you get a traffic citation, right? And I know people like to talk about these things from the, you know, oh, I can go in there and say this and say that. No, let's just look at it logically, right? So you get an invitation to come in and participate in something that doesn't necessarily concern you but concerns the property, so on and so forth, right? So you go in there, under the pretext that it has something to do with you. But before you get in there to go do what you need to do or say what you need to say, it takes a period of time for them to find you, right? So what do? the court I'm talking about, those people that are administering these cases. Well, they take a good amount of time. Now, if you read the laws, and I'm just saying, just pay attention. If you actually read the laws, it wouldn't make sense what they're doing. So I'll give an example. When you get a traffic ticket, unlawful speeding, whatever the case may be, right, within reason, you get a traffic ticket, the turnaround time, according to these codes, is very short, upon which they need to submit those citations to the courts. So, and we're talking about 24 to 48 hours. You get what I'm saying? So, and I'm a little bit rusty on the exact number, but I'm talking about it's a short window. We're not talking about a month, 3 months, or 2 months at a time when they take, you know, 60 days to turn around and actually pull you into their so-called institutions, right? But think about it. If the police, once something is documented, has a short amount of time to submit it, and the chief has a short amount of time to turn it around to the courts, and y'all can look this stuff up for yourself, right? And that's why it's good to read their codes, because then you learn stuff like this. So the turnaround time is very short. Why do they take 60 days, 90 days, or even 30 days? Why do they? Well, it's because they have a responsibility right here, like we're reading, I'm tying it back in, where they have to identify whether or not you have a trust set up. Now, I've learned that, figured that out 3 years ago, right? And ever since I figured that out, I've been trying to get people in a space where they can concentrate on doing trust. Like, you need to set this up. You need to have this in place. And what that means is that if you don't have a trust in place, then they do exactly what they do to you. They just steamroll you because they pull you in, right, under the context that you are not involved in any trust. So therefore, even if you're not really, you know, who they're looking for, and you're tied to this party and so on and so forth, however you want to look at it, straw man, this, that, it doesn't matter, right? Person, it doesn't matter, right? But if you're saying that you're not a part of this actual controversy, then they'll think twice if you have some of these mechanisms in place. Now, I'm saying it very plain. I'm making it very simple. I'm removing, you know, the chaotic, you know, me talking in parables so that you all can understand it. And I've done a very good job thus far. And I hate when I do that because every time I point it out to myself, I mess up. But I haven't cursed. Or cussed, I should say, right? I haven't cussed nobody, right? So let's just pay attention. So what does that mean? That means that they have a duty and a responsibility to double check before they come and mess with you to see if you have a trust in place. Well, if you don't have a trust in place, then they know, drag him in, drag her in, and let's get it on. Let's see what she knows from what she don't know, right? Depending on how y'all want to deal with y'all issues, whether you go get another third party who's a friend of theirs to come in and intervene or whatever the case may be. But if you choose to take it on, oh, yeah, they looking like, okay, they don't know nothing about trust. Got him. Right? But trust is not easy. It's not about just drafting documents and just slapping stuff together. It's really having a full-on understanding of what it means to administer a trust. And that's, I think, the piece that's missing. So let's keep moving because I don't want to keep lecturing y'all. So the absence of the notice described in this section in the trust instrument does not affect the validity of the trust. So the absence of a notice, right, doesn't stop the trust from being a valid trust. A trustee is not relieved of any duty if the notice is not contained in the trust instrument. So no, this is what the bullshit they're saying now. So what they're just saying right here is that at the end of the day, if you create this trust and you have not looked at the duties and responsibilities of a trustee as to how they see it, they're telling you whether you have this notice or not, that you still are held to that same responsibility. And again, you know, all they want you to do is really just have, you know, take prudent, you know, care of what you're supposed to do. So in essence, what they're saying is, if you don't want them to just randomly apply shit to your trust instrument, then you need to address that. That's ultimately the cheat right there, right? Because they're literally saying, I'm telling y'all, I probably haven't looked, this is fresh eyes stuff. You know, but yeah, what you want to do is be explicit. So you don't want the trustee to be able to sell any property or to be able to transfer any property in a particular fashion, that you need to say in that instrument, trustee, they cannot do this, because they're saying right here, man, if you ain't think about it, damn, you got caught. So let me bring that back into application as it relates to the people that are running around with the Express Trust that are two pages. Well, if you look at the two pages, and I've put it up on YouTube, I'll give y'all that as a sample so y'all can see exactly what I'm talking about. It will not have the duties of the trustees. So what are they applying to their duties? Well, shit, everything else that they hold as duties and responsibilities, because your document, your instrument never said anything about it. And that's not me saying it. I'm just reading it. You know, so y'all need to read for yourself. No person is liable for the failure to include the notice in the trust instrument. No one's responsible. But just so you're aware, they apply it to you. All right, so they got trust for the care of animals. We don't need to see that. Court's power over trust. Let's start there. Okay, let's get into what they want to get into. All right? So this is them now talking about shit that shouldn't even be. This shit is like out of order to me, but whatever. Let me continue going because I don't want to throw myself out. Court powers over the trust. Let's see what they say. They said the proceedings that may be maintained, proceedings that may, means must, be maintained under this section are those concerning, listen, the administration and distributions of trust. So administration and distributions of trust, the declarations of rights, right? This is a trust document. What does that sound like? Doesn't that sound like a constitution? Declaration of Rights, Bill of Rights? It don't sound like a constitution? You don't believe your constitution is a trust document? Okay, it's a trust instrument. And the determination of any, and this should help y'all. If it's a trust instrument and you weren't a party to that trust, can you, you know what, let me do that alone. And the determination of any other matters involving trustees and beneficiaries of trust. These include, but are not limited to proceedings to. Now, what they mean by that is, and y'all got to catch the terminology because I know, you know, they'll do it real slick. But when they start talking about administration, that's about the only thing that these courts can and cannot do, administer shit. So you're either going to deal with it on an administrative level yourself, or you're going to allow someone to be an intermediary to serve in that capacity. I hope this is making sense to y'all. What y'all feel like in the chat? I don't typically do this, but what y'all feel like in the chat? Is it making sense? Do y'all follow? You know, what questions are coming up for y'all? Maybe I'm moving too fast. I don't know. You know? I see yes. Yes never tells me anything. But I appreciate the fact that y'all are at least responding. What I mean is, what are y'all getting from this? Give me that. Write me something thoughtful. Let me comment on it. I'm not going to move any further until I get a good thought on what we've discussed so far. Because oftentimes, what I realize is I spew a lot of information at y'all, but I don't know how y'all are processing. How do you set up trust? But now you're asking me a question. That's not even a thought. I'm not going to answer. Y'all got to follow directions. All right, I'm going to continue reading because y'all not following directions. They have the ability to appoint or remove a trustee. Why? Because if that trustee was appointed by the court, right? By the court. Now, that is the right way to look at it. But from a functionality in terms of administration, you got to understand that a trustee can be removed or can be appointed, but they may or may not be an issue in terms of, you know, when that time comes, oh, we need you to step down or, oh, we need you to appoint somebody else. So, you know what I'm saying? So if they don't want to relinquish that role, then there has to be measures like court that allows you to go in and say, hey, we already fired this person. They don't want to remove themselves, XYZ, XYZ. So let me also make sure I cover that portion of it. So they got issues as it relates to reviewing trustee fees. So if there's a, you know, financial account or whatever and trustee needs to be paid, there's a thing that they'll handle. They can ascertain beneficiaries, and you need to know that because that's a term that's critical, ascertain. A lot of people, I shouldn't even go into that. We'll just leave that alone. Look up ascertain for yourself, ascertain beneficiaries. Determine any questions arising in the administration. Again, they're going to always use that term, administration or the distribution of any trust. So, you know, including questions of construction of the trust instrument, instruct trustees. They're saying that they might have the ability to instruct trustees and determine the existence or non-existence of any immunity, power, privilege, duty, or Right. Now, this is what they do. When they say determine, they want you to know that the court's responsibility is always to do what they consider to be an interpretation. So if you write something, they have the ability, when it's in their proceedings, to interpret. And gosh, we give them so much leeway that they go as far as to interpret the intent of the party that created this instrument, right? The intent. So again, they can inquire, I mean, they can determine based on the instruments and other things, you know, what the powers are, what the privileges are, what the duties are, what the rights are, if it's not necessarily written the way that it's supposed to. So again, I'm trying to alert you to the fact that you want to be careful when you're saying I'm doing trust, and you don't know what you're doing, all right? So the trust proceedings, they're going to go in, you know, before I continue, let me say this. What's crazy is they haven't said anything about an express trust in any of these sections. So I want y'all to pay attention to that, too. When they're talking about express trust, they'll say it. Don't just, because they say trust, right, like right here, for a trust registered, right, like when it says, I shouldn't even go into this shit, but like when it says trust registered, it doesn't say express trust registered, right? They try to play games. All right. Trust proceedings, dismissal of matters relating to foreign trust. You can read that section. That's probably going to be a good read. Proceedings for review of employment of agents. All right. That's a whole long section I'm not going to go through. All right. So they got effect of fraud, duress, mistake, and undue inference. Now, I will touch on this briefly because it's really short, and this is stuff that you need to pay attention to. So trust proceedings, which is above commencement. They say proceedings concerning trust shall be commenced by filing a complaint, and they're governed by the rules of civil procedure. Same shit I told y'all about, because remember we talked about Rule 17. So same shit. All right. Effect of fraud. A trust is void, pay attention, if the execution is procured by fraud, duress, mistake, or undue influence. So if you fit any of those bills, then you're going to say your shit is fraud. Any part of the trust is void if so procured. Now, you need to understand that, and then you can use that for your benefit. But the remainder of the trust not so procured is valid if it is not invalid for other reasons. So they're telling you just because they'll find flaw in your trust instrument does not mean that they have the outright ability to just terminate your trust. Make sense? All right. Trust contest, this is probably good. An action to contest the validity of all or part of the trust, same thing again, may be commenced until the trust becomes irrevocable. So if the trust is irrevocable, ain't none of that contesting shit. They just told you. So simple. See that? Right in your face. If it's irrevocable, they can't contest shit. They just said it, not me. Except this section does not prohibit such action by the guardian, told you on Galatians 4, of the property of an incapacitated settler. If the guardian is acting on behalf of the settler, right, the settler, they're saying that that party can do whatever within the bounds of their powers. But just pay attention, irrevocable. Administration pending outcome of contest, y'all can look at. So duties and liabilities of trustees. How much time do I have left before I get started? Okay, we still got a little bit of time. So let me go over this part with y'all real quick so y'all can see what are some of the duties, like I was saying. So, all right, duties not limited. So the general duties are not limited. And they have general duties, I'm trying to tell you. Except as specifically provided, the general duty of the trustee to administer a trust. What are we doing? Administering trust. What are we doing? Administration of trust. What are we doing? Oh, man, I can't keep telling you. Diligently for the benefit of the beneficiaries is not altered by this part. Now, they have the ability to, when you take on these duties and responsibilities, depending on how something is written, they have the ability to infer what they would like to consider their interpretation, as I said before. So when you don't want them to participate in what you're doing, one, you have to be careful of what you give them, and then two, you got to be sure that your instrument is, you know, protected. That's the best as I can put it. So before I continue reading, because I only got 7 minutes, right? And I don't want to just keep running through these things and not have dialogue. I prefer when people call in. I prefer when people ask questions. I prefer that we can talk through some of this. So if you want to call in, number is always 563-999-3458. All you got to do is press 1. And you can ask your questions. Again, it's always beneficial to the people that are listening. But it's been some time, so I know I haven't been here, so I appreciate y'all taking the time to come and rap with your boy. I'm going to go to the call line. Please do not ask anything outside of what we've been discussing. I only got a few minutes, so I'm going to take the calls, but don't, you know, go outside of what we're discussing. Please. Thank you. Peace. What's poppin'? 213-7-6-1.
I just want to say I appreciate you taking the time and expressing trust. It's a kind of complicated topic for me, and but the way you're breaking it down is easy to follow.
Oh, I appreciate that. And it ain't me. It's just really, you know, like a lot of times I tell people you got to learn the do's and don'ts, because we haven't gotten into any meat and potatoes, and I promise you, for some reason, just maybe it's just the way that they have it laid out. Like, this whole stuff doesn't even look familiar to me. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like they've made changes to some stuff or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe it's just me assuming because I haven't read through the whole thing yet. So, but, yeah, you want to know their do's and their don'ts, and we know that they'll change stuff. So I tell y'all to keep copies. You know what I'm saying? So I have my own downloaded copies of the Florida stuff. I just didn't do that. I went straight to the website. But once I know what I can and cannot do, then I stay in the meets and the bounds of it. And then I know what they can and cannot do. So what did you find most interesting tonight?
Earlier you said that you want to set up a trust while those who are issuing tickets are looking for a trust to see if they can pull you in and then administer according to whatever they want to do. And so I just want to learn more how I can set up that type of trust where I can protect myself. So when they do their due diligence, they'll see it, and hopefully they'll back off.
Yeah, nothing is really hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta adjust the way we think, and we gotta take a step back. I'm trying to wrap up this so-called interaction of, you know, giving of my time and, you know, making these commitments and being available and, you know, doing all this stuff for the so-called the good of the order of things, so to speak, right? But I'm running out of steam as it relates to that. So I'm trying to really get people to understand that when we look at certain principles, and you got to look at the principles and accept them for what they are. They show it to us, right? And one example of this is an agreement, right? And it's a trust agreement that's really set up for homes. We call it mortgages, right? Or a mortgage deed, right? A deed is a trust. So when you understand that a deed is a trust and you look at when someone purchases a home, if a living man, as y'all like to put it, or a living woman, right, as y'all like to put it, could actually be engaged in a contract with a party that is not of the same capacity, meaning like they're not living, they're not breathing, right? I know people are pushing the paperwork, but you're actually getting into a mortgage contract with an entity. There's no meeting of the minds there, right? Because this is contract law. So when you start to dissect these things, the point I want to get at is you understand that this is a trust instrument. Great. So now we got to look for the roles of settlor or grantor or trustee and so on and so forth, you know, as ascertainable beneficiaries. Remember that term? Remember I told y'all to write that shit down? I told y'all to go do y'all studies on that, right? So when you look at it, they put it right in our face. Right in our face. One, the fee that you pay for the property is only $10. It's always been $10. And I was one of the first people saying it's been $10. Why? Because I invested in real estate, and when I started looking at property, I started to realize it. Every last one of them was $10, which is crazy, right? But you so-called owe all this other money. But what's fascinating to me is not just the fee, but the mere fact that the living man's name, if he's single, never, never gets placed on the contract. Let's say as it is, if it's straightforward on a birth certificate. They never allow that. So if your name is John Henry Doe, why do they add a comma to the name and put John Henry Doe, comma, single man? Why do they do that? Because a man, as we are, you know, under the creator, as we like to say it and see it, right? A man cannot engage in a contractual agreement with an entity. So they made you an entity so that they can validate their contract. You get it yet?
Yes.
So to avoid these things, you want to make sure that you have your trust set up with the parties that are part of your trust. And anyone that's not a party to your trust, you want to hold them accountable for anything that is being violated within your, that your trust owns or your trust has responsibilities for or whatever the case may be, however you look at it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Dad, I'm listening.
I don't know if you heard me.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I can't continue until I kind of, you know, assess what it is that you get. You know, like I tell y'all, these yes comments don't mean nothing to me. And we're about to get cut off anyway, so it's like 30 seconds, so I apologize. I'll try to extend the show. No, I'm not going to do that. I got to get back into the momentum of things. I will go to Telegram if you're in the Telegram chat, just so I can get y'all to kind of process, because this is important. And I'm hoping that this is something that, you know, people would see for what it is and see what you think. So for everybody that's already set up their trust, they might want to go look at these do's and don'ts to see if they did it correctly. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to stop picking at people, even though I know they did it kind of incorrectly. But with that being said, they already booted me, so I'm going to just get out of there. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.